Chapter 10, Writing Our Story with Love. The best way to write your life story is with love. Love is the material I use to write my story because love comes directly from my integrity, from what I really am. In my story, I live in an ongoing romance, and everything is beautiful for me. I love the main character of my story, and the main character loves and enjoys every secondary character. When you love yourself, it's easy to love everybody else. You feel good just being by yourself. And when you gather with other people, it's because you want to share your happiness. You love so much that you don't need anybody's love to make you happy. This doesn't mean that you don't accept love. Of course you accept love. You accept good food, good wine, good music. Why not good love? If you can see yourself as an artist, and you can see that your life is your own creation, then why not create the most beautiful story for yourself? It's your story, and it's just a choice. You can write a story based on love and romance, but that love has to begin with yourself. I suggest that you start a brand new relationship between you and yourself, and the way to do it is by changing your agreements. One agreement you can make is to treat yourself with respect. When you introduce the agreement of self-respect, many of the judgments will end there, and most of the self-rejection will end there too. Then you can allow the voice to talk, but the dialogue will be much better. You'll have all of these great ideas, and when you express them to other people, they'll love what you're saying. You'll find yourself smiling and having fun, even when you're just by yourself. When you have a conflict with yourself, when you don't like yourself, the internal dialogue is contaminated with poison, and that's the way you talk to yourself. When you love yourself, even if the voice of knowledge is in your head, it's nice to you. When you love yourself, when you're kind to yourself, that's a good relationship with yourself. How can you expect to be kind to other people if you aren't kind to yourself? If the voice of knowledge is abusing you, then you treat others the same way. Every relationship you have can improve, but it always begins with you. The first step toward improving your relationship with yourself is to accept yourself just the way you are. You don't need to learn how to love yourself. You need to unlearn all of the reasons why you reject yourself, and by nature you love yourself. You love not the image you project or the way you are. You love yourself because of what you are. Then you start to enjoy yourself until you love yourself so much that you give yourself everything you need. You don't leave yourself until last anymore. The more you enjoy the presence of yourself, the more you enjoy the presence of everyone around you. When you love, you honor and respect life, and the story you create is an ongoing romance. To love life is to enjoy every manifestation of life, and it's effortless. It's as easy as inhaling and exhaling. To breathe is the greatest need of the human body, and air is the greatest gift. You can be so grateful for the air that just to breathe is enough to always be happy, to always be in love. When you have the courage to open your heart completely to love, a miracle happens. You start perceiving the reflection of your love in everything. Then eating, walking, talking, showering, working, playing, everything you do becomes a ritual of love. When everything becomes a ritual of love, you're no longer thinking. You're feeling and enjoying life. You find pleasure in every activity. Just to be alive is wonderful, and you feel intensely happy. Writing your story with love is so easy to do. Why make it complicated and difficult when love is your true nature? Humans are made for love. Before knowledge, it was easy to open our heart and to love, and we just walked away from whatever was not love. But with the voice of knowledge in our head, we walk away from love, and we go for what is not love. We always have a choice. And if we love ourselves, we choose love. We do not allow ourselves to be hurt by accepting other people's abuse. If other people abuse us, it's because we stay there and allow that to happen. And if we stay, It's because we believe that we deserve the abuse and we're using them for self-punishment. If we don't have awareness, we blame, when the solution is to step aside and not be there. When you love and respect yourself, there's no way that you ever allow anybody to disrespect you or dishonor you. When you're open to love, you receive love. And if it's not love, you don't have to be there. You're open to receiving love, but you are not open to receiving anybody's poison, because your mind is no longer fertile ground for that. How can someone claim to love you and then treat you with disrespect and emotional violence? How can someone say, "I love you," and then give you his emotional garbage, jealousy, and envy? And because you love him, you have to put up with his anger and jealousy, with all his stupidity? This is not love. This is nothing but selfishness, and we call it love. We say, "Love hurts," but we're hurting ourselves with our own lies. All of the struggle in romantic relationships is just nonsense. It's not love, and that's why people are starving for love. How can you pretend to love somebody else when you don't love yourself? How can you give anything that you don't have for yourself? The most beautiful and romantic relationship has to begin with you. You are responsible for one half of the relationship, your half. When you respect yourself, you respect your beloved. When you honor yourself, you honor your beloved, and you give love and accept love. But when you're full of poison, this is what you give. When you abuse yourself, you want to abuse your beloved. It's just nonsense. When you hear people's stories, including your own, you hear nothing but lies. But behind the story, everything is love, which means everything and everybody is divine. You are divine. You are perfect. But as an artist, you create your own story and you have the illusion that the story is real. You live your life by justifying that story, and by justifying the story, you're wasting your life. Our life is so short that every time I see my children, I enjoy them as much as I can. Whenever I can, I enjoy my beloved, my family, my friends. But mainly, I enjoy myself because I'm with myself all the time. Why spend my precious time with myself in self-judgment, guilt, or shame? Why push myself to be angry or jealous? If I don't feel good emotionally, I find out what is causing it and I fix it. Then I recover my happiness and keep going with my story. When you write your story with love, you love the main character unconditionally. That's the biggest difference between the old story based on lies and the new story based on love. When you love yourself unconditionally, you explain everything you perceive through the eyes of love. When that new main character hooks your attention is focused on love. Now it's easy to love all the secondary characters of the story unconditionally, because that is the nature of the new main character. This is wisdom. It is simple common sense, and it's the goal of all the different traditions and religions around the world. Love and respect are what we should also teach our children. But the only way to teach them love and respect is to love and respect ourselves. There's no other way. Children are very aware. They learn from what we do. They learn what they see, not just what we say. We tell them, never lie to anybody. Later, somebody is knocking on the door and we say, tell them I'm not here. Whatever we do at home, the way we treat one another, is what our children learn. If we curse at home, they curse too. If they receive violence, they deliver violence. If we're never at home, that becomes normal behavior for them. When they grow up, they're not at home either, and their children are alone. If we fight and share our anger and our poison, our children learn that this is the normal way of being, and this is how they learn to write their own stories. But if there's respect and honor at home, if there's love at home, this is what they learn. By loving ourselves, the message we deliver to our children carries the seeds of love and truth. These seeds go into our children and can change their lives. Imagine how our children will grow up when we share the seeds of love instead of fear, judgment, shame, or blame. Imagine how they'll grow up when we finally respect them and we don't try to break their integrity because we're bigger and stronger. Imagine when we teach our children to be secure in themselves, to have their own voice. Imagine how everything will change if we bring respect to any relationship. To give to one another and receive from one another is the purpose of a relationship. The more love we have, the more love we can share and receive. What makes us happy is not the love that other people feel for us, but the love we feel for other people. To love is the greatest experience that we can have. To love is to experience heaven right here and now. When the voice of knowledge is no longer hooking our attention, we start perceiving our emotional reactions and those of other people. Then we start perceiving the emotions that come from the trees, the flowers, the clouds. We see love coming from everywhere, even from other people. At a certain point, we're simply in ecstasy and there are no words to explain it because there are no agreements about how to explain it. What we call love is something so generic that it's not even what love really is. Love is much more than words can describe. The only way to really know love is to experience love, to have the courage to jump into the ocean of love and perceive it in its totality. But we're programmed with so much fear that we don't see the love coming from all around us. We look for love in other people when they don't love themselves. Of course we won't find love there. We only find selfishness and a war of control. We don't have to search for love. Love is here because God is here. The force of life is everywhere. We humans create the story of separation, and we search for what we believe we don't have. We search for perfection, for love, for truth, for justice, when everything is inside of us. Everything is here. We just need to open our spiritual eyes to see it. Life is the greatest gift that we receive, and the art of living is the greatest art. How do you master the art of living? Practice makes the master. It's not about learning. It's about taking action and practicing your art. How do you create a beautiful story? By being authentic. When the main character is authentic, it is easy to write your story with integrity, with common sense, with love. As an artist, if you practice love and you keep practicing and practicing, the moment comes when everything you do is an expression of your love. And how will you know when you've mastered love? When the story you tell yourself is an ongoing romance.